here's a story from The World.
Syria has been crowded out of the headlines these days, but the decade-long civil war is still very much active. Today, Syrian government forces and their allies shelled Ariha, a town in the northern province of Idlib. Four school children and a teacher were reported killed in the blast. That also hit roads and markets. The shelling comes as tensions escalate in the capital, Damascus. Also today, roadside bombs there hit a military bus, killing 14 people. Amr Al-Azam is an associate professor of Middle East history and anthropology at Shawnee State University. He's joining us today from Qatar. What do we know about the roadside bombs that detonated in Damascus today?
The roadside bombs, those are part of an ongoing low-intensity fuel campaign, and they're mostly targeting military-type vehicles, personnel, etc., rather than random terrorist-type activities. And I expect we'll continue to see this kind of stuff going on as part of the general lack of security and instability in the country, and the inability, obviously, of the regime to completely control events, even though they have essentially ended the conflict in the south of the country as they perceive it.
Mm. And the government shelling in Ariha, the town in the northern province of Idlib, what is that about? Was it retaliation?
Again,
for the hit on
that's
the bus?
Been yeah. part of an ongoing escalating situation. We've been seeing an increase in airstrikes by the Russians and buildup by the regime forces around Idlib, the province. And this is part of a longstanding issue that the regime obviously ultimately wants to recover the province of Idlib from the opposition, but complicated by the fact that A, the opposition is still fairly well armed up there, and B, more critically, the Turkish army is present there as well and continues to act as a buffer, if you will, against any such incursion. So if an attack by the regime should occur, it would have to be not only supported heavily by the Russians, but also some sort of arrangement would have to be done with the Turks, and that's not likely to happen.
Amr, as for the bus attack in Damascus, I mean, even through the worst part of the civil war, it was pretty rare to see this sort of violence in the capital. What do you read into this attack happening right in Damascus now?
The attack itself happened right in the city center underneath a bridge known as the Assad Bridge, and it's right next door to the National Museum as well. So it's a very, very busy area, usually very congested, very crowded. The fact that it happened really early in the morning tells me that whoever did this attack wanted to minimize civilian casualties and wanted to specifically target this military transport bus.
The Syrian war has morphed so much over the past 10 years, so many players now. How in control is Assad, really?
The amount of control in the state and its institutions, it's still fairly weak. The state's institutions have been really worn out and worn down by the conflict. The ability of the regime to rule and, if you will, control in the way that it did before the conflict is no longer possible. And I don't see it coming back anytime soon, especially with the fact that the economic conditions are also so bad.
So on Sunday, Amr, the UN Special Envoy for Syria, said Syria's government and opposition had agreed to draft a new constitution. How authentic do you think that process is going to be?
That remains to be seen. This is a long game that's been happening. They're on their sixth or seventh meeting, I believe. From the regime's perspective, this is when they need something, either from the Russians or when the Russians want something, and they'll put pressure on the regime and the regime will kind of ease up a little and they'll negotiate a little more. There'll be some movement. But at the end of the day, I don't think anything will come of that. The last round, the round before this one, Geert Pedersen himself declared it a complete and utter disappointment. So I'm not holding my breath, let's put it this way. I don't think the regime really wants to give up anything.
Amr Al-Azam with Shawnee State University. He's been speaking with us from Qatar. Amr, thank you as always for your insight.
Thank you.